On a personal note, and I usually speak from the heart, when somebody is diagnosed with dementia and they may or may not have an end-of-life decision, whether it be in writing or not, I have found in the past that, if, you know, we call it the long goodbye. And individuals, when they're diagnosed with dementia in the early stages, have their friends and they still continue to try to remain friends. But of course, as the disease progresses, their families lose contact, the individuals, the friends lose contact. They sometimes start arguing with you, you know, one after another after another, and so they start breaking the ties with individuals that they love the most, and they don't realize what they're doing, and the people that they're doing it to don't realize that it's the dementia. They're blaming it just on the personality of the individual. Certainly when time comes that you're celebrating their life in a funeral home, such as the Bulova Funeral Home, when they come here, that there might not be a lot of guests coming to honor that individual, it's not necessarily the disrespect of that individual, but just that they didn't understand the disease.